president. Uh-huh. I don't know the rest of it. Booker T. Washington.
Was that just a children's song or something?
Everybody sang it in those days.
Huh. Never heard of that. What you call a child that one parent's black and the other parent's white?
Mulatta.
Okay. And are there different names for white people?
Rednecks.
What does redneck mean? It
means that they're low class white folks.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for low class whites?
I'm sure there are other names.
What about trash?
Yeah, white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Rather have Negroes around me than white trash.
What did Negroes used to call white people like that? Or
they didn't have any use for them, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
They thought they were better than white trash.
Mm-hmm.
And most white people would rather have the Negro on the place than the white.
Mm-hmm.
For more reasons than one.
Why?
Well, you could kind of make them do.
The Negroes, you mean?
You could make the Negro do. And the white would, they wouldn't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they could leave on any pretext. And they just were not as dependable.
Why couldn't the Negro leave just on any pretext?
Well, for a long time, they had a law here. And I guess they had it in most southern states. If he signed up to work that year, he had to stay there.
So he could be put in jail if he tried to leave?
You could go get him.
And white people didn't have to sign that? Or
no,
could they just?
No, that was just Negroes did it. I don't know.
I guess most of them didn't even know what they were signing.
No. And they were just as well off there as anyway.
Mm-hmm. Most of the trouble between whites and blacks, did it come from this white trash and blacks, or are Negroes?
I don't know. I wouldn't say most of it came from that, but there's more dislike there than there is an upper class of whites.
You mean white trash dislike Negroes more
mm-hmm.
than?
Mm-hmm. Because they're thrown with them. They can't get away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Now the upper class can
mm-hmm.
and do. You see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting. I think it's like that in Georgia. One of the most, some of the most radical racists there. You know, they're just really low class
mm-hmm.
people. You know, like
they're the ones that hate the Negroes. So
mm-hmm.
I expect it's that way. And you can see the reason. They don't have the money and can't get themselves away from them. And they contend for the same jobs.
Mm-hmm.
There's rivalry there. Well, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. What would you call someone who lives out in the country and who doesn't get into town much, you know? And when he does get into town, everybody knows.
He's countrified.
Okay. Any other terms for people like, different types of people like that, you know, just sort of joking terms maybe for people who live up in the hills or people who live out in the country?
Hillbillies.
Hmm?
Hillbillies,
okay.
To live out in the hills.
Would you use that, do they use that word around here much?
Well, I don't know. But I know when we went in town to school, just a lot of those people, well, not all of them, but most of them, looked down on us because we were from the country.
Mm-hmm. This was when you were growing?
When I was about 13 or 14. My brother was